Thank you, and good afternoon, and I really appreciate the opportunity to stand before you guys and present a portion of my dissertation research that I've been working on. But first, before I get into it, I'd just like to say that we know for sure that foliar fertilization has become a routine and commonplace practice among golf course superintendents today. And this is more so even on putting green nutrition. But despite its prevalent use, there's really a lack of scientific information, especially regarding uptake efficiency and as well as potential in-loss mechanisms associated with this practice. So as we take a look at the turfgrass nitrogen cycle, in a typical nitrogen fertilization application, we see that there are three main pathways where we could see nitrogen loss from our fertilizers. Those are leaching, denitrification, as well as volatilization. However, inherent to foliar fertilization are things such as use of low carrier rates, and actually the goal is to maximize foliar uptake and allow those solutions to absorb. So it's not the products are not getting into the soil and root zone necessarily. So in light of the fact that denitrification and leaching are actually soil phenomena, this really highlights the importance of volatilization as being the most significant possible in-loss mechanism associated with foliar fertilizer practices. And then when we look at the research in turfgrass as far as ammonia volatilization losses from nitrogen fertilizers, in comparison to agriculture work, where there's abundance of literature in this area, it's considerably less in turfgrass systems. And also, if you look at the results, you have some inconsistencies for sure when you look at the values that have been reported from turfgrass, anywhere ranging from near 0 to 60%, as reported in Knight et al. And then even more specific to foliar applications of urea, there's really only been one report done by Wesley, but this was not on closely mown turf. And this is, like I said before, this is where we know many turfgrass practitioners are using this on putting green turf. So we have the following objectives. The first was simply to document the extent of ammonia loss following seasonal foliar applications to putting green turfgrass canopy. And then secondarily, we'd also like to examine the trapping efficiency of our methodology, which was using simple static diffusion chambers for short-term field measurement of ammonia loss from putting green turf. Now, getting into the materials and methods, we had two experimental areas, one being Pin A1 creeping bentgrass, and the other an ultra dwarf Bermuda grass of Tiff Eagle, and we know superintendents are managing both of these. So treatments of urea solutions were applied once monthly from May to September. We had two nitrogen rates, and as well as four replications, and these rates are pretty common to what you might see superintendents using as when we're talking about foliar nitrogen applications. Additionally, we used a single nozzle pressurized sprayer calibrated at 511 liters per hectare to apply these treatments. So on the left, we just see an image showing what these plots looked like shortly after application, and in addition, after the insertion of our volatilization chambers. You may see the holes in there. We also had a concurrent foliar uptake study, and I presented some of these results last year. But on the right, you can see a better picture, closer up image of these chambers that we used. And in essence, what we're looking at, the idea here is that any ammonia that's coming off the turf grass is being trapped in the acid, which has a lot of hydrogen ions in it. When this happens, it's converted to ammonium. And when this happens, it consumes some of those hydrogen ions. And the result of this is actually an increase in the pH of the boric acid. And after some simple calculations, this is the essence of how you can determine the amount of ammonia that's lost. So we did these petri dish boric acid collections. We set these out after these treatments for 24 hours. As far as statistical analysis, use PROCMIX procedure and SAS and analysis of variance. We had three different factors looked at: year, month of year, and N rate. And there was actually separate analysis for each species. Then additionally, where there were significant differences, we separated these means by Fisher's LSD at the 0.05 level. So jumping into the results, there was higher order interactions on both species. Here on bent grass, you see year by month by rate, three-way interaction. Set this graph up because the next one's gonna be a little bit similar. The y-axis, we have applied nitrogen lost via ammonia volatilization as a percent which was applied. X-axis is the months of application. Left part is the 2007 data, and the right graph is 2008. Additionally, the solid lines are the higher rate. And what you'll initially notice is obviously we were trapping very little ammonia loss in each year as well as in each month. While we did see some significant differences as indicated by the asterisks, overall we were getting less than 1%. So off of the TIF Eagle, however, there was a little bit different action going on. We had two-way interactions, and these are depicted on these two separate graphs, the left being a month by rate, and the right being month by year. And the major thing that you might notice is in May, we had a significant difference between the high rate and low rate. And then additionally, we had a significant difference from the 2007 and 2008 dates. Well, what we really believe is going on here is that in Fayetteville, Arkansas, this TIF Eagle area was really just coming out of dormancy. And so we really felt that the turf grass tissue itself was less receptive to direct urea uptake. And thus, that increases the potential for volatile loss as it just sits there on the surface. So trying to sum up some of that data, I guess as scientists, we always look at statistical significant differences, but when you're looking at values that we had of less than 1%, sometimes in a practical sense, it's kind of hard to justify that those are real differences that we saw in these factors. So just again, Krugman bent grass average was 0.2 to 0.5% over the 2 years. And then on the Bermuda grass, it was slightly elevated, an average of 2.1 to 3. And again, this is probably due to that kind of the outlier data we saw in May. So our results compared to somewhat similarly to a low amount observed by Torello in 1983, where we saw it was observed ammonia N loss of 4.6% after liquid spray applied urea N. But it also highly contrasted with a report by Wesley that is really the only one specific to foliar application of urea, where they observed losses of 31 to 35%. So with this in mind, we had low numbers with our data, and combined with the fact that the Wesley data of 31 to 35%, we really wanted to double check the accuracy of our apparatus. And so we had to devise an experiment in order to do that. And one of the reasons is the design specifications for this apparatus that we used for this boric acid trapping was actually more of a laboratory procedure for the Illinois soil nitrogen test by Dr. Mulvaney. And in that, it's in an enclosed container. The principles are very similar. They're still liberating ammonia and trapping it in that trap. And so this was being done in another lab. and we had these already built and designed, and so my idea was just to cut the bottom off, and then we could directly subset those after application. But one of the things is when you introduce the turf grass underneath here, you kind of create more of a microclimate, and there's also some other possible issues. There's reports of direct assimilation of ammonia gas by the actual plant foliage. So we devised a test in which we basically took cues from wet chemistry. You see on this table, you have a potential. I mean, the trick here is to be able to liberate a known amount of ammonia gas within these chambers so that you can accurately determine if the method is good. So one way you can possibly do this, ammonia and ammonium is in an equilibrium in a solution, and it's mainly based off pH, whether you have ammonia form or ammonium. So in driving pH up significantly above 11, you see that the speciation is driven to 99% of ammonia. So in essence, if you have a solution of an ammonium-based product and have some way of increasing the pH by adding a strong base, you can volatilize this off. And this is what we did. I had N15 labeled ammonium sulfate solutions, and we just retrofitted the tops of these chambers with rubber septa, and then the vials of this, our solution of known N amount, were placed within and adhered to the side. Then we could come in with a syringe and a hypodermic needle to directly apply 10 molar sodium hydroxide in order to go past that 11 pH and basically evolve all that as ammonia gas. Then we looked at tracing that, and there are basically two fates we wanted to take a look at. Obviously the boric acid trap, and then additionally we sampled the turf grass underneath. And the results of this is listed here in this stacked graph. And what I'd like to point out is the y-axis is percentage of ammonia emitted within the chamber, and then the two different species. And the black portion is the amount recovered in the plant, the lighter gray, the amount recovered in the acid traps, and then a little bit of unaccounted amount out of the two fates we tested. And so the bottom line here is what you can see is while our assumption was that we were going to trap it all in the acid trap, in fact, at least as much or more was often recovered in the tissue underneath. So what this tracing study did, and as far as confirmation for our results, was that definitely both the boric acid trap as well as the turf grass enclosed within are sinks for ammonia. This is the first quantitative report of ammonia uptake by turf grass foliage, but I dug up some agricultural references where in corn leaves by Porter et al., they found 30 to 43% had been foliar absorbed as ammonia gas. And our numbers actually were very similar. 35% was found on the creeping bentgrass tissue and 50 in the ultra dwarf Bermuda grass. So now relating all of that information back to the 2 years of data that I previously showed you, it basically tells us that volatile loss of ammonia estimated with our chambers and our method was potentially underestimated. So even when you take into adjustments based on that confirmation study and you multiply maybe by 2 to 3 fold as it would suggest, we still feel strongly that because of the low values we had initially, even with those adjustments, the conclusion is the same, that minimal amounts of N loss via ammonia volatilization would be expected following foliar applied urea on actively growing putting green turf. And in conclusion, I'd just like to quickly acknowledge the research assistance from these organizations as well as the people involved. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Time for one quick question.
Did you irrigate after applying your fertilizer?
No, no. I'm sorry. The question was, did we irrigate after applying? No, that's it's because it was a foliar application. So for 24 hours, there was no irrigation or rainfall during this. We couldn't really control that. But
okay, let's thank Chris.
Yeah.